This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog agency said Ukraine's embattled Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant is facing perhaps a more dangerous phase after seeing increased military activity and damage to the surrounding area during a visit to the site Wednesday.
We have to step up our efforts to get to some agreement on the protection of the plant.
Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, had been pushing for a demilitarized zone at the Russian-held power station, which has come under repeated shelling. But he said he was putting aside this plan so he could propose specific protection measures acceptable to both Moscow and Kyiv. Zaporizhzhia is Europe's largest nuclear facility. Pope Francis is in a hospital in Rome. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Vatican says the Pope will be at the Gemelli Hospital for several days with a respiratory infection. He's had difficulty breathing over the last few days. A Vatican spokesman says the Pope does not have the coronavirus. The 86-year-old had part of one lung removed when he was young. Francis spent 10 days in the same hospital in 2021 to have part of his colon removed. The hospitalization comes days before the start of Holy Week in the Catholic Church, leading up to Easter. President Biden told reporters at the White House he's learned of Francis's health problems and said he was concerned about his dear friend. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mexican authorities say 8 employees or officials are being investigated for possible misconduct at a migrant detention center where a fire killed 39 detained men. Anger and frustration following the blaze in the northern border city of Ciudad Juarez boiled over Wednesday as hundreds of migrants walked to a U.S. border gate hoping to make a mass crossing. Video shows guards hurrying away from the smoky fire, apparently without trying to free detainees. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday announced new funding to bolster democracies around the world. Details from VOA's Diane Roberts.
The president announced he planned $690 million in funding to help fight corruption, support free and fair elections, and advance technologies that support democratic governments at a second White House-led summit for democracy. Mr. Biden announced more than $400 million for similar programs in 2021 when he last held such an event. Rights advocates say there is little evidence the countries joining the summit have made progress on improving their democracies. Diane Roberts, VOA News, Washington.
The White House urged China on Wednesday not to use what it called a normal stopover in the United States by Taiwan's president as a pretext to increase aggressive activity against Taiwan.
I would also remind everyone that this is not new. Every Taiwan president has transited the United States. President Tsai Ing-wen herself has transited the U.S. 6 times since taking office in 2016, each time without incident.
National Security spokesman John Kirby said the administration is mindful that things are tense between the U.S. and China, but he urged Beijing to keep the lines of communication open. 7 law enforcement officers in the western U.S. state of California have been charged in the death of a man in custody. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Prosecutors have charged 7 California Highway Patrol officers and a nurse with involuntary manslaughter in connection with the 2020 death of a man who screamed, "I can't breathe," while multiple officers restrained him as they tried to take a blood sample. 38-year-old Edward Bronstein was taken into custody on March 31st back in 2020 following a traffic stop. The LA coroner said Bronstein's death was caused by acute methamphetamine intoxication during restraint by law enforcement. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. First Lady Jill Biden was among the hundreds of people who gathered at a vigil Wednesday in the southern U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee, to mourn the 3 children and 3 adults killed in a shooting at a private Christian school Monday. Nashville Mayor John Cooper called the shootings at the Covenant School our worst day.
Our heart is broken, our city united, as we mourn together. When words just can't carry the weight of what is in our hearts, we must reach out to each other to help each other carry the load.
Earlier in the day, Pope Francis sent his condolences to the city and offered prayers to those affected. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.